This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The Palestinian Authority faces a leadership crisis. Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas, in office since March, is threatening to resign. He's been criticized by Yasser Arafat's Fatah movement for his dealings with Israel. At issue is Israel's unwillingness to release thousands of Palestinians held in Israeli jails. The crisis forced Abbas to cancel today's scheduled meeting with Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, and it threatens to jeopardize any further implementation of the international roadmap toward a Middle East peace. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Palestinian sources say Abbas confronted angry members of the Fatah Central Committee Monday night, who accused him of failing to gain anything of substance from the Israelis since the Palestinian factions agreed to halt attacks against Israel on June 29th. That truce has never been complete. A local Islamic Jihad cell in the West Bank took responsibility for Monday night's suicide bombing that killed an Israeli grandmother. But Abbas's immediate problem is a potentially damaging clash with Fatah as he faces the prospect of disarming Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and other factions. Fatah members loyal to Arafat are upset that Abbas permitted two cabinet ministers to meet the Israeli justice minister at his East Jerusalem office, which Palestinians consider occupied land. They also complained of meager concessions from Israel, including the possible release of just 350 of the more than 6,000 Palestinian prisoners now in Israeli jails. One official said Abbas had his own complaint about the high-profile role of jailed Fatah leader Marwan Barghouti in the recent ceasefire talks. Arafat, who has kept Abbas at arm's length ever since international pressure forced him to appoint a prime minister, held further meetings last night to try to resolve the problems. The clash underscores Abbas's precarious political position. Yesterday, Palestinian pollster Khalil Shikaki discussed the results of his latest survey, taken just before the ceasefire agreement was announced. It showed a serious decline in public support for Abbas since the last survey 3 months ago. Even as support for his policies, including reconciliation with Israel and ending the armed intifada, continues to grow. Shikaki says Abbas, also known as Abu Mazen, is simply not a popular man on the Palestinian street.
The public supported Abu Mazen because the public wanted a prime minister. The public continues to support the idea of having a prime minister, but Abu Mazen has been weakened. Unless Abu Mazen is able to deliver, particularly in issues that are sensitive to the Palestinians, such as prisoners, such as freezing settlement construction, very soon, I'm afraid Abu Mazen will not be in a position to be able to confront serious challenges, whether they come from Arafat or anybody else.
Palestinian analysts are divided over whether Arafat is not helping Abbas because he's concerned about losing his own power, or whether it's Abbas's own management style that's stirring up resentment among Fatah leaders. The Bush administration is moving to shore up Abbas's position. U.S. Envoy John Wolf and Ambassador to Israel Dan Kurtzer are due to meet the Israeli defense minister today and are expected to press for more settlement outpost removals. For peace advocates, one of the most disturbing results of Shikaki's latest survey is the rise of Hamas. Shikaki says the trend is especially strong in the Gaza Strip.
In fact, for the first time in 10 years of surveys, we have found that Hamas now is more popular in the Gaza Strip than Fatah.
In an apparent bid to help Abbas provide an alternative to Hamas, Western diplomats say the White House is working to gain approval for a $20 million aid package to the Palestinians, despite a congressional ban on direct aid. Amid the troubling indicators, there are also hopeful signs in the latest opinion polls. For instance, on the difficult issue of Palestinian refugees, Shikaki says a survey to be released this weekend shows that an overwhelming majority of refugees, now in camps in the territories Lebanon and Jordan, would prefer to return to a state of Palestine or stay in Jordan rather than return to Israel. The question now is whether the roadmap for peace can survive long enough to reach that issue. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.